This is the Don and Mike Show. One last week of the Don and Mike Show.
Don Geronimo returns on Friday for that final show. We're all looking forward to it. In the meantime, we're having a great time going over the memories of all the past years of the Don and Mike Show, listening to the ultimate best of our sincerely favorite moments from the show. So many great people have also come and gone over the years, and one of the greatest, one of the most
sometimes
fun...
Sometimes more than once.
That's true. Hi. In one case, it included, of course, USA Today sports media columnist Rudy Martsky.
Now happily retired,
yes,
and living in a southern climate, and I'm sure doing fine.
I'm sure.
I mean, he was always a slave to his health. This takes us back to the Super Bowl when it was in Atlanta.
Uh-huh.
And I think that's about 7 years ago.
And you made some interesting discoveries about Rudy's personal life.
Well, Don and Mike always prided themselves on doing the greatest Super Bowl broadcast. They didn't just give you something from Radio Row that all the Jive radio stations did.
Right.
In this one, they went to Rudy's Super Bowl party, which was the Super Bowl event of the Wednesday night of the Super Bowl week. Howie Long was there. Leslie Visser was there. Al Michaels was there. But The most exciting discovery was not Leslie Visser, but Rudy's bathroom on the best of Don and Mike.
Hi, we're back at Rudy's party. What we're going to do now on our Super Bowl show
is mingle.
Yeah, we're actually going to walk through the crowd. We're trying to find Al Michaels right now.
And we are down right near the front door of Rudy's palatial home.
Hey, Mike, let's go upstairs where the DJ is.
All right, very good.
And we can actually put out the call for Al Michaels up there.
Very good. Don? I believe we just passed a dead man on the stairs.
We are up on the second level of Rudy's house right now.
This is where they have the DJ, and this is also, I believe, where Rudy sleeps. Hi, DJ. How you doing? We're down at Mike. Up, what's your name, sir?
I'm DJ Silk T.
DJ what?
Silk T.
Silk T.
Yes, sir.
And Rudy tells us, where are you from, like Myrtle Beach or something?
No, I'm from here, from Florida, actually.
From Florida?
From Florida, yeah.
Rudy paying you handsomely to DJ this party?
Yeah, actually he is.
That's unusual for him. You should be very, very lucky.
Well, plus I get an all-night erotic adventure with Mal, so, you know.
All right. Is there a microphone that we could use to talk to the crowd for a moment?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, now Don's turning on the microphone for the DJ.
Two messages tonight. First, Rudy Martsky says, take anything you like. Any piece of furniture, any appliance, anything electronic.
It's all going.
It's all going. His prices are insane. And also, Bonnie Bernstein, would you please come up to the second floor?
Also, later on, from this very balcony, stick around, because Rudy Martsky will be bungee jumping. Please,
naked.
Stick around for that. All right.
All right.
Do you want to take a tour of Rudy's bedroom while he's not looking?
Yes. Absolutely.
Yeah, here we are on the second
floor.
Absolutely.
Great idea.
Let me see if this is Rudy's master bedroom.
Yeah, this is it. All right, come on in. Come on in. Let's shut the door. It's time to go behind the scenes at the Martskys. Oh, here's the family photo. That is like Sears with a family photo. All right, now, I want to ask you something.
Okay.
How far do you want to go?
All the way.
You want to... Yeah,
hey, look.
You want to...
It's me.
Oh, wait.
Rob Spiewak is on Rudy's dresser.
That's when we went on the yacht last year in Miami, and that's me and Matt and Kristen and Cecil and his wife and the mouse.
Rudy, you have actually made the Rudy dresser.
All right,
you must be thrilled.
Do you want to look at Rudy's underpants?
Yes, I do. Let's. Right, let's is that go. Door locked? Rob, make sure that door is locked.
There we go.
These are Rudy's.
Yes. Calvin Klein underwear. Unless these are mouses. No, I'm pretty sure that these are Rudy's.
That would make a great giveaway for the disc jockey.
These look relatively clean. Let's take a look.
I think they're new.
These are really clean.
Now, so are these. So are these Hanes.
Now, where will we find the ones that maybe are a little more soiled? Are those?
You want to look? Let's find the hamper.
There's special edition. We're making our way down. This is Mouse's closet, right?
All
right, here.
That's her shoes and all of her girly clothes.
This is the door that's closed. This would be
the
Rudy's
bathroom.
Rudy's.
No, you're right. It's Rudy's closet.
It's Rudy's closet.
Okay.
Oh, there's a bouquet in here.
And wait a minute, Mike.
Do we have the hamper?
Bonanza. We got a hamper.
This is the hamper.
All it's got in it is shirts.
Oh, just shirts to go to the dry cleaners. I must say, I'm surprised at the neatness and the organization of Rudy's closet. Do we have any dirty? Where would the dirty laundry be?
Where's, like, the dirty underpants and stuff?
Oh,
hold on.
Oh, we got a hamper.
We're in the bathroom.
We have hamper sign.
Okay.
All right,
are you ready?
Let's see. That looks like...
Wait a minute. There's Mouse's undergarments in here.
This is Mouse's bra. All right.
Okay.
Let's see if we can just find some of Rudy.
Wait a minute. I just want to point out what an all-time low we've hit on this show.
We are picking through Rudy's hamper.
We are in Rudy's bathroom looking for his dirty underpants.
I have it.
Oh, no! Oh, no!
We have it. We have it.
I'm going to fall on the floor. Check them out.
There we go.
Check them out.
That is not healthy.
Check them out.
That is not healthy.
Oh, my God. I am going to have a heart attack.
Here we go.
I am going to have a heart attack. I am going to die.
Oh, dear God.
Oh, God.
Ladies and gentlemen, let me explain to you what has just
happened. Oh, God.
We found a pair of Rudy's briefs. At the bottom of the hamper.
Mike held these things up, and a kaleidoscope of colors on those underpants.
There we are. We have found it. We are fortunate. This is terrific.
Oh, my sides hurt. I swear to God.
You know, I don't know if there's anything in there, but I'll tell you, it almost...
Oh, you had to look there.
On the other side.
You had to look there.
Well, you know, it's the colors of fall, browns and yellows.
I should sign this note. We'll leave him a note in the hamper.
All right.
We just have to
Rudy and Mouse, we love your bathroom. Nice hamper.
Yeah.
Rudy, improve your diet. Regards.
Okay, let's
I'm not that. Signing that.
I can.
Why don't you sign it, Rob? Don't sign my name, though. Oh, no. No, don't sign my name. Mike has just hung the dirty underpants over the shower door.
There we go. You know, other than that.
Hold on. Put the other clothes back that you took out.
You took them out.
Put the bra back.
All right, there we go.
And the jeans. Oh, Jesus.
That's, you know.
Okay, that's a moment right there.
They were much too pristine and clearly white.
I want to tell you something.
You know, it took us very little time to get to the high point of the Marsky bedroom.
That is.
What's in here?
That is maybe. You're not going to find anything as good as that.
No, absolutely
You're
not.
Never going to find anything as good as Rudy's dirty underpants.
How about my eye, huh? Did I have a good eye?
Yes, Columbo.
Did I have a good eye on that one?
Columbo, hold on. I have to compose myself. Before we go out there now.
We're checking Rudy's.
I just have to compose myself. I don't believe that. Okay.
That was...
What?
Check the nightstand.
All right. This has to be Mouse's side since the book Angela's Ashes is on this side. Okay.
I'm lying on Rudy's bed.
Let's see. Here are Mouse's reading glasses.
Sorry.
Did you just cut one?
Yes, I'm sorry.
And needlepoint.
Nothing good. So that's obviously Rudy's side.
Let's go to Rudy's side of the bed now. Here
okay,
we go.
Let's say over-the-counter medications.
You want a side bet that there's a big love tool in here?
Let's see what's in here.
Vaseline. Oh, my God. This keeps getting better and better. On Rudy's side of the bed is two jars of Vaseline and a tube of lubricating jelly. I swear to God.
Oh, man.
It don't get any better than this.
This is the all-time high. You know?
It don't get any better than this.
There is a lot of lubrication in this drawer. That is for sure.
Oh, my God.
All right.
And
nothing else. Hey,
nothing
who needs anything else when you get all that lubricant?
That was like a Jiffy Lube over there.
Oh, my God.
The man must buy his Vaseline at Price Club.
I have. Okay.
if I'm hit by a bus right now, I'm going to heaven a happy man. We've gone through Rudy's underpants.
There we go.
And through his nightstand in his bedroom. This is the biggest invasion of someone's privacy we have ever conspired to.
Boys, I don't think we can do any better than that underwear
and the Vaseline. The Vaseline and the lube.
That is an all-time high.
Okay. Now we got to sneak out of Rudy's bedroom.
Right.
And make it back to the party.
Let's go.
Okay.
Let's be nonchalant.
Let's go downstairs.
Now we're coming back out to the main floor, back out to the party.
See, we're pretty smooth right now.
Yeah, I mean, we're just having a good time. Just wandering.
Like nothing happened at all.
Nothing at all? Nothing at all. We just had a brief tour of Rudy's bedroom. Are there other bedrooms here? But
there'll be nothing that could top what we've just seen.
Nothing could ever possibly compare.
What?
No. You got to go downstairs and see Rudy's Wisconsin shrine.
Oh, the bathroom?
The bathroom.
Oh, the Badger bathroom. Yes.
Yeah, listen, I will tell you something, DJ. We just looked at Rudy's underpants in the hamper.
Oh, God.
Yeah, nothing can top that.
All right, now, let me compose myself for a second.
I'll allow you to compose yourself by saying this. I mean, if anybody's thinking it was gross or anything like that, Rudy's briefs were the color of a sunset.
Do you... Hold on. Come back in his bedroom for a minute. I want to ask you something. I got to ask you something about his underpants. Do you think...
Yes.
Should we steal them? Come back in. Shut that door. Okay. There's two things we could do.
Yes.
We could steal the underpants and bring them back and give them away.
Uh-huh.
Or we could just take them and put them somewhere in the house.
I don't know. I think that might be the last. Rudy is a man with a little bit of pride. You know what I mean?
No.
Let me tell you this right now, though. In order to do that, somebody's going to have to ball him up and put him in their pocket, and it's not going to be me.
I'm looking at the guy who fished him out of the hamper.
I'm not touching him like that.
All right. I just had that thought.
That would have been interesting.
It's a great souvenir, the best souvenir we could have possibly had.
I just
sell that in the lobby.
I'm still horrified by the memory. And now we're going back out to the party again.
I've been told that Kevin Green is here, who just retired from the Carolina Panthers.
You want to go down the back stairs?
Yeah. Let's see if we can find Al Michaels or Kevin Green or somebody.
Now, if we find somebody, we're going to drag him into the coat room?
Yeah, I guess so.
Because that gives us a little privacy. That's what we like.
Yeah, I don't see anybody yet. Hold on.
Now we're officially being identified as the disc jockeys that are ruining the
and
party.
And if these people only knew what we were just looking
that
at.
That's true. I'm seeing some daggers, though. You know, there's something about having the microphones. That's
for
sure.
The room has started to clear.
Sal!
Hey, Sal. Hey, Sal. Come here, Sal.
Sal,
here's our good friend,
buddy.
Sal. Sal's the guy who, when I was having dinner at Rudy's house one night, we were having pizza. Sal just took his shoes and socks off.
And you know something? Sal's the guy who's going to appreciate what we just did.
Sal put his feet right up on the table,
right
by our pizza.
The best hamburger you ever had.
Sal does, and Sal makes the best sauce.
Sal, it's funny you bring up hamburger, because
we're talking about Rudy, are we?
We had a special moment. We actually took our microphones into the Martsky bedroom.
Oh, that'll do it.
And we found Rudy's hamper.
Oh, my God.
And we looked. We looked.
This is not a pretty thing.
Oh, it's not.
I'm a little upset with you guys for letting him move down here.
I know. Now he's bothering you down here all the time. We understand that. Are you going to be making your special barbecue sauce tonight?
You know what? I offered to do it because I knew you guys were coming, wanted to make you those double hamburgers.
Mm-hmm.
He wouldn't let me do it. He says,
Well, you know what? He's not been feeling well. We just saw evidence of that upstairs in his underpants. Have you seen Rudy?
Not anymore. I don't want to see him after hearing about that.
Well, you know, we're looking for Rudy because we determined that the only way we're going to get the A-list guests on this show is for Rudy to bring them to us, because he's the host of the party.
He's hiding out again. He's been hiding out for 6 hours since we started to put this thing together.
He's a little stressed. This is not the normal Rudy party, is it?
No, this is not.
He's working, isn't he?
Christmas party was a little bit easier. He got out there dancing with all the young chickies, you know. But right now he's not doing too much.
Hey, Sal, let's play a guessing game. How long have you known Rudy?
11 years.
What would be, if you were to open up his nightstand... What would be the number one item that you think you would find in there?
In his nightstand?
In his nightstand.
His nightstand on his side of the bed.
Probably a vibrator.
No, you're close. You're in the ballpark.
We were hoping that would have been the home run.
It was something other than that.
Yeah, something related item.
A related item.
That you might use with.
Should I give him one more hint?
Yeah.
Starts with a V.
With a V.
V.
Oh, God.
We are really putting Rudy's best friend Sal on the spot.
I really
want
to say Vagisil, but you're on the wrong side of the
bench. No, wrong side. Right?
But you're closer than you think.
I tell you,
this is getting really to be a problem.
Well, you're right with the first two letters.
Vaseline.
That's right.
Okay, I have to leave now.
All right, Sal. Get out of here.
Well, now we've got a private moment. Rudy, why don't you shut the door for a sec?
Shut the door for a minute.
Shut the door.
Now let me ask you about Howie Long before we get to the personal stuff. Howie Long's on his way?
Howie Long called me about 15 minutes ago. His driver was lost. He was probably 15, 20 miles away by mistake. But he got directions from me, and he's on his way. Should be here any minute. And as you know, the background on Howie is very likely to be voted into the Hall of Fame this Saturday.
I can't look at him.
Just hold
on
a second.
Hold on. We need a second of privacy.
Okay.
This guy needs to get his coat. Rudy, we really have to talk to you in private.
Yeah, we do.
We have to tell you something.
We have to let him come in here because that's Robert Dale Morgan. He's the president of the Super Bowl committee.
Hi, Robert.
How are you?
Hi there.
Nice to see you. Yeah, okay. Listen, we have to tell you something.
All right.
That we went into your bedroom.
Oh, no.
When we're coming out here to do the whole show, you know, live on tape from your house, and we're trying to get as many guests as we can, but we have to have the tour, and we have to fill 4.5 hours. So we figured that it would be a good idea to take a tour of the entire house, and we just want, you know, we wanted you to know that we took a full tour.
Unescorted tour.
Rudy, I always want to say, we looked in your hamper.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I've been on the road for 5 days. Okay.
All right, but that's not all.
That's Rudy's comment. Now, there's one other thing that we have to mention to you here, Rudy.
As
Rob pointed out, you are a morning guy. You know, you had said that to us before.
Yeah, that's true.
His face is turning red, ladies and gentlemen.
God, I'm not sure where this is leading to.
Well, no. What this is leading to is the fact that we looked in your hamper and we saw your underpants.
We were, you know, we looked in the regular underwear drawer, and we must tell you,
we're crisp, white
briefs all the way through. And
Mouse
I said,
is a good washerwoman.
But it looks like you might keep Mouse busy.
Yeah. You guys ever notice when you pass 50, certain things like that happen?
Huh? You must buy a lot of bleach.
Yeah.
Hold on. There's Rudy's phone's ringing. Hold on.
How long? Might be lost again. Right, hold on. Just a minute, guys. Hello.
All right. Should we tell him the other part?
Sure. What do you think?
You think so?
Yeah, why not? Yeah. It's all fun.
I mean, I don't want I don't want him to find out it's on the radio.
Let me tell you something. There could be a lot worse in there.
Okay.
Right? There could be a lot, right?
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right.
Okay. Thanks. Bye.
All right. Who was that, Rudy?
That was Craig Sager. He's at the Cheetah Strip Club with Michael Irvin and Dennis Rodman.
Is he really?
Yes. And I said, well, bring the guys up here. But he says, no. Rodman's going up to some other strip club or something like that, and Michael Irvin is indisposed in some back room somewhere.
Oh,
so
they
could not make it. But the bus is back. It's on its way because specifically he wants to have the bus here to take you guys back.
All right, now, Rudy, the other thing we have to tell you
there's
is
another item we found in the bedroom. We have to address it because, you know, we're stand-up guys. We want to tell you the truth.
We also looked in your nightstand.
All right. Not Mouse's, yours, Rudy, the one on your side of the bed. And, we found Vaseline.
Doesn't everybody have it? That's
two good lines.
We found.
I gotta give Rudy Marsky credit. Yeah. We put him on a spot, and he's come with two quick lines.
We found
on that one.
Two containers of Vaseline and one container of lubricant that was like in a toothpaste tube.
We were wondering if you buy that stuff at the Price Club by the case.
Yeah, you do. You gotta have a backup.
All right, well, Rudy, we just didn't want you hearing it from someone else that we went through your bathroom.
Yeah, right. I mean, somebody calling down saying, "Hey,
No,
I can defend that. I mean, you pass 50, you got some problems. You
know? All right, great. Thank you, Rudy.
Rudy Marsky, stand-up guy.
Oh, you know what? Since I've seen Rudy's underpants, I am in a really, really goofy mood.
Hi, this is the coat room.
Hi.
Yes, we're doing radio because it's the only quiet place. Hi.
Doing radio in the cloak room.
Radio in the... Tonight we've had a show with cloak and underpants.
Time out. We'll be back from Rudy's Super Bowl party at his house with his underpants in Atlanta.
This is the Don and Mike Show.